Welcome to Blind Abilities. I'm Jeff Thompson, and we're headed back to the exhibit hall once again with our correspondent, Simon Bonifant, where he catches up with the team from Patriot Vision Industries, and they're going to give us an audio description and demonstration of the Lyric. That's L-Y-R-I, capital Q, which is an assistive reader, a.k.a. OCR. This device actually just folds right up, boom, takes the picture and starts reading right there. And you can save the text, you can go through the text by character, word. I'll let John Palmer and Simon handle all that. Plus, they're going to be talking about something that they did with the iPad Pro. Baked in, they put their software right in it. It's called the Patriot Pro 12.9. Oof. Sounds great for the low vision people. And with the OCR, lots of options available. And that's not all. They give us an overview of the Patriot Viewpoint, which is a wearable where you can watch TV, view near and far, sports, events, musicals, all sorts of stuff with this great device for the low vision as well. So without further ado, let's head on down to the convention floor with Simon Bonifant and the team from Patriot Vision Industries. Hope you enjoy.
Hello everyone on Blind Abilities, this is Simon Bonifant here at the 2022 National Convention of the National Federation of the Blind. I just got out of the exhibit hall to a little bit of a quieter space for the demonstration and interview today. I'm here talking to John Palmer, who is involved in several businesses. The brand that we're going to be talking about today is the Patriot brand. He's got a lot of cool technologies that I think you all enjoy. And we're also talking to Ledessa, who works for the company as well. So how are you both doing today?
Fantastic.
Good. Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
So Ledessa, do you want to talk about your role very quickly in the company? And then we'll head over to John to do a little overview of the whole company.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the sales and event coordinator manager, as you can say. And I travel to all the different conferences with John and help demonstrate to our clients and promote our Patriot brand.
Okay, that's great. Well, we thank you for being here.
Awesome, thank you.
So we're going to be talking about, firstly, the Lyric device, which I believe is a relatively new device. I saw it at the exhibit hall several days ago, and I was thoroughly impressed when I got to see it and try it for myself. So why don't you talk a little bit about that?
To say that there's a product like the Lyric, it folds flat, lightweight, runs on battery or power. And what's so remarkable about the Lyric is its phenomenal acceptance by the individual who tries it. I think it's because it's super, super packed with the performance that you would exceed your expectation. So when you place a document on it, whether it be a business card, magazine, newspaper, it just, within a second or less, it reads. And not only does it read, but it reads well. So it's accurate. So I think we've hit the newest raising the bar, if you will, on optical character recognition by converting text to speech in a very split second time and very accurate. I'm so happy to kind of have this in my hands to show people.
That's great. And we're going to do a audio demonstration for the listeners just to show how accurate this device is. Can you first start by giving a little bit of a physical description of the device? Because I know that there is a strategic place where you have to place your documents so that the device can recognize them, and there's a camera that you can feel where that's located. So can you start by doing that for us?
Sure. So the device is very lightweight. I would say less about 2 pounds or so. It folds flat, opens up, and the platform, some of my clients have said it looks, kind of feels like a bathroom scale. That's cute, actually. It's, you know, around 8.5 by 11, bigger that way, maybe less than 2 inches thick for sure, folded. And by virtue of the platform, you can use your hands to feel everything, the left side, the right side, the front. So it takes the guesswork that's associated with like other devices that are handheld. You know, if you use your smartphone and you use an app to try to read, it works to some degree, but the idea of just having a platform that you could just place something on has actually been extremely well received by all types of all clients, whether they be computer skilled or not. I like to refer to the Lyric because of its design to be pure genius. I mean, if Albert Einstein was in this podcast with us, he'd say, well, yeah, that's genius. Make something complicated, make it easy to use. Because that's a universal standard. We all appreciate, you know, items that work for us rather than us work for them. The platform's sturdy. It has physical tactile buttons. So the left is the power button, the power adapter port. It has a 3.5 millimeter, 1/8 inch jack for headphones. On the front of it has a large button to just back up a sentence if you want to reread something. If you click it twice, well, it's going to back up two sentences, three sentences. In the middle of it, there's a slider for volume. To the right of that is a play pause button, similar to what you'd have in your talking book machines and things like that. The play pause button, in case you wanted to stop for a moment, it'll continue when you hit it again from where it stopped. On the right side of it is a fast and slow button. I like to call it the turtle and the rabbit. Yeah. So a lot of our clients who are blind from birth will read at a very fast rate. It's almost like an auctioneer speaking. And then some of our seniors that maybe lose vision later in life might just rabbit read much slower than maybe the first client would want it to read. And over to the right as well is a USB and an HDMI port. The USB port's used for the thumb drive if you want to place in. You could save documents. You could plug the keypad into it if you want to use the USB for the keypad. Otherwise, it is Bluetooth capable. So think of your toaster in your home. It's an appliance. Your refrigerator, it's an appliance. Don't we love those things?
Yeah.
You know, they do what we need them to do. Keep our food cold and brown our bread or whatever. This belongs in every home, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, because it allows you to get something done. And that universal I've heard over the last 34 years of being in this industry is, John, I just want to get my mail processed. Think about your mail. It does not stop. It continues on.
It's a lot of junk mail, too, at times.
Right? There is. And it's a good feeling to get rid of it, you know, to purge. And, you know, as I get older, I think about purging things all the time. You know, like, I want my life simpler, is what I say. But, you know, that's one of the things it does. And it does it well. And so that's how I kind of think the best way to describing it, you know?
Yes. Okay, so do you have a document that you can demo or maybe several?
Curtis on our staff is here at the NFB in New Orleans, has a business card. I'm going to place it down right on top of the platform. I just placed it down. I already clicked it.
Patriot. Empowering 80 for Vision Impair 5. The company you see are Curtis Mentrone Manufacturing and Sales. 2125 SW Highway 484 Ocala, FL34473. Cellular 1-352-484-5831. Toll free 1-800-364-1612. Info Patriot Vision Industries.com. End of text.
So a small business card with font of about 2 points, real, real small font. I guess we got a lot of print on that little card. But, and a logo, it didn't seem to bother it too
Please
much.
Please place your document.
Oh, yes. Yes, and I like the way it read the phone number. It was very easy to understand. I could definitely take that down if I wanted to take a note with that and remember it. I could do that. And I also like how it says end of text. That way we know that that's all that's on there and not that there was an error or something like that. You know, that way we know that's it. I got the whole page. Everything was processed. And you mentioned that compared to other scanning solutions in terms of mobile devices and things like that, while they are great and we really do appreciate the work that those companies do and those products do, but with this device, something small would be hard to get on a phone camera or hard to position. But with this, because it has that area where you just place it, it just snaps it very quickly, very effectively, as you said. And as you could hear, there was no glitches, no errors. It just worked. I really am happy with that. So,
yeah. If I want to repeat that phone number, I'm going to hit the backup button.
1612 in Fabatriot Vision Industries. 304-800.
So I backed up.
5,831, toll-free 1.
And then just to continue, so toll-free was 1, and what happens after that?
800-364-1612.
And I just paused it, so I heard the number again. You can also spell by character and read by line, sentence, or paragraph. And there's a remote keypad like that could do additional functionality like save and retrieve documents and change voices and languages. So.
Great. So would you happen to have something like a sheet of paper, something that could try a little longer?
Yep. So I have a 5.5 by 8.5 page on a booklet or a catalog. Let me go ahead. It actually describes the lyric in this page. So I placed it.
Description. The Lyric Assistive Reader is designed to assist people living with blindness or vision impairments. This scan and read device scans printed documents and reads them out loud. It is spectacularly fast, extremely accurate, and very easy to use. With the Lyric, you can read a book, an envelope, the letter that came in it, a prescription label, and anything else. Place the document on the device's base surface. The iLyric will immediately scan it and start reading the contents out loud. No waiting, pressing buttons, or any other ways of getting frustrated. The interactive and responsive Lyric takes a couple of seconds to start reading. Battery IAC powered. All day lasting battery allows taking the device from the living room couch to the kitchen island and outside to the patio for relaxed and pleasant reading, or plug into an outlet if sitting close by. 2-year limited warranty. Lyric price, $1,960. Keypad price, $235. Item 35487, item 35488, page 13, end of text.
Okay. That was a good page to read.
That's why I flipped it on that side.
Yes, thank you, Ledessa.
That's great. I'm glad about that because it gave information to the podcast a little bit about the lyrics. So that's great. Yeah. So I noticed you mentioned, and as everybody can hear, the speed is just very, very quick. What is the technology behind that sets this apart, that makes this very quick to detect and to read?
Some of it is proprietary and sort of secretive in nature, and I don't know everything about it since it's mostly to do with the engineering, but there is a trick to it. So all of the big engines that do the optical character recognition over the years, and there's been a lot of them, like Omni and the Carrier, and several of them actually. Some do better on tables, some do better on formats that have columns, some do better on pages, some do better on bold print, some do better on italicized print. So the magic is to create an OCR engine that takes advantage of all of these sort of different strengths and blend them together. And so, hey, I think I'm going to use this or I'm going to use that. So it's an instant sort of like flow chart into sizing up the document. Taking a look at the entire page, and think about that for a second. You know, as humans, we read as when we look down, we glance, we see a word, and we start reading. There's no comprehension as to what, there's no way we would know as to what every word was on that page until we read it. We see it and we read it. What the Lyric does, and the technology is so incredibly interesting, is it looks at the entire page. And I think some of you could appreciate this with Google, where you see like Google sort of think about what you're typing and it's correcting your typing. So it's got that artificial intelligence, algorithmic sort of pattern to say, hey, this document looks like it should be read this way. And I'm going to make a judgment call and I'm going to read it this way. Think about that. I mean, that's pretty incredible. To me, it's phenomenal.
Yes.
I've told him I want it to clear its voice randomly about every so often. I want it to, you know, cough out here and there just to give it more realism. Yeah. And they told me, no, I'm not going to do that. But then I said, but I'm going to pay you a lot of money. And okay, we'll do that. Now, seriously, the quest is to have a naturally sounding voice that is not so robotic, which is, of course, a lot to do with the synthesis market. But then to also be accurate so that we understand it, because if we don't understand it, we don't want it.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, and I liked how you talked about how because people can increase and decrease the speed, this can be for all walks of life, all ages, and all technology abilities, just to have access to the printed information, because the sighted world has access to this information and the blind should as well, you know. So
true,
that's
true.
Why we have this device is really marketable for all people, really.
You know, sometimes when engaging clients in the machine, I'll say, well, you know, I like it to read fast on Monday and slow on Tuesday.
With this you can, right?
And they go, you know something? And they say to me, well, I like the women's voice some days. I like the men's voice some days. It's like, so you can have what you want to tailor it, you know? Yeah, that's so important. We've got a lot of clients that are seniors that are approaching 90 to 100 years old. I'm not joking, that use this machine and technology. And, you know, That's important that it can read slow enough for everyone's personal skill set in terms of listening, or fast enough.
Yes. Yeah, one of the use cases I was talking about to you and your colleague Curtis today and a couple of days ago, we were talking about how there's a lot of times where in my schooling environment, in some work environments that I've been in, sighted people will give documents that are not properly formatted for the blind or for the OCR programs. And we talked about documents that are maybe a little tricky or challenging for some OCR programs. And I put it to the test with the LYRIC, and it just did it absolutely brilliant, as the other ones did that you just heard as well.
Well, speaking of that colleague, he's here. He just walked up. Curtis?
Yes.
You were present when that happened?
Yes.
Right? Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Students, you've had a lot of experience with students at schools.
Yes, do a lot with students.
And the labs, you know. This is a product that can go in a lab, and it's like self-serve, stand alone, you know. It's just walk up to it, throw something on it, and pretty much within seconds you're using it.
Yes, one of the other things we talked about is putting books on that device and how you can continuously turn pages, and then you can save those files if you want to do multiple page scanning as well.
Yeah, and when it does save with the thumb drive, it goes into like this book mode sort of mode. It saves it in three formats, TXT, MP3, and JPEG. That happened the other day. You know, Curtis pointed out JPEG. We had a lawyer who was blind at the conference, and he's like, if I can't have the exact look of what that page looks like, just in case I need to show it as an exhibit to whoever needs to see it, then I can't even buy the machine, he said to me. And I said, no, we do the JPEG. So that's good. And, of course, TXT and MP3, so all three.
And I know that you have another scanning product that works with the iPad. Can you touch on that?
Yeah. Ledessa, you want to describe what he's referring to as the Patriot Pro?
So, yes, we have a product called the Patriot Pro 12.9. The iPad is a genuine Apple iOS iPad Pro, and we have a stand that goes with it that is a custom handmade hardware to give you that very nice and sturdy control. So when you're reading or writing and you're able to position that iPad to where you want it, it's not moving around. It's very sturdy and in control. And the focus is awesome, amazing as well. So you get the whole entire accessibility Apple iOS has. So your voiceover, your Zoom controls, and we have integrated our Patriot software into the Apple device itself. So it's not an app that you can just get from the Apple store. It's something our company has to integrate within the Apple iPad. So the software that we have enables our clients to change the different color modes, yellow on black, green on black, etch mode, etc., with the ability to also do OCR. So you put a book or document under it with one click, it takes a picture, it processes it, and it can also wrap text mode, show on the screen the actual words and read it out loud to you. You could also change the color modes while it's reading and showing the words. You could pause and resume, and we also have different settings in the reading mode depending on what the client is mostly satisfied with.
Okay, that's great.
Can I just add to that? That's fantastic the way you described it. How many times have you been in school environment? I have been, I can tell you, and we wanted to have products and technology look inclusive and normal, sort of like. So all the students love this product, really, they do, because it's like, oh my gosh, that's like my iPhone in my pocket right now. That's just, you know, it's an extension of that.
Oh, yeah.
It's not this big machine that says, you know, it's so unbelievable. It speaks to Wi-Fi, it does everything, it's everything you could want.
And I can also touch on just the mental state that allows a student to be in, because I do a lot with elementary schools and middle schools, and I hate to say this, but kids are vicious. And when you have a disability, it really just, it makes a student clam up. They don't want to learn. They just kind of want to be antisocial. With something like this, since it is an iPad, they are turned around in the class stating, now I have technology. This helps me see. People think I'm cool because I'm allowed to use an iPad in school. And it really just allows a kid to blossom, kind of get out of their shell, say, hey, listen, I have a disability, but this helps. And this makes me comfortable. And it makes them more productive in school, better grades. it really does enhance a child's life in, you know, middle school and all the way up to college and everything like that. So, but the technology that's built into the iPad to allow students to, on a college level, get digital textbooks instead of hard copy textbooks, it's cheaper on them to get those that way. Plus, they're all accessible at that point via PDF or DAISY format. It all depends on how the school handles it. The other major aspect of it that we have is, and it's an accessory pack to the Patriot Pro that will give you external camera capability. So if we were dealing with like an English 101 or, you know, these math classes that have 500 students in it, being visually impaired, you know, you don't have to ask for the accommodations to go sit up front so you can see everything. You can literally grab your external camera, clamp it on a teacher's desk, and then go back to your seat and sit there like you're viewing it right up front. And that will allow you to take pictures of the boards or record the lectures by adding a micro SD card into the camera. You can do audio and video. Always check with the teacher to make sure it's okay to record a class, but you know, that is another major option that will give students the upper hand who are visually impaired.
Oh, that's terrific. Yeah. Thank you for the description of that. And does either one of you want to touch on the Viewpoint?
All right, so the Patriot Viewpoint is a virtual reality video magnifier that we've created. We've been doing these,
2018.
Yeah, 2018.
Just, that's when it debuted.
Yeah, so what they allow the client to do is be able to see long distance, be able to see up close, allows you to sit down, watch TV. We've had clients go to their granddaughter or grandchildren's wedding, watch people get married. I have a client in the Jacksonville area who gave up season tickets to the Jacksonville Jaguars. He went out and bought them again. He goes to all the football games with them. It gives you a CCTV that's extremely portable, take with you no matter where you go, and really just gives so much more to your life back. I mean, just something as simple as watching TV, which is a big thing for a lot of people. I just want to sit next to my wife. I want to sit next to my girlfriend or my husband and just watch TV. This allows you to sit right next to them. You can zoom in on the TV set like you're sitting a foot away from it. And with the capability of having the OCR, where you can just grab a newspaper, book, magazine, just hit a button or say the phrase to the voice command to have it kick on, that is a huge help, where they can actually see the words on the screen as it's being read out loud to them in whatever color combination they would want.
It does represent, this is John here, sort of a breakthrough in distant capability, because throughout the entire, right up until 2018, quite frankly, no one really was able to create a low vision wearable device that was satisfactory for clients. And then when we came out with this, it was phenomenal. I mean, it was like unbelievable. And don't just take our word for it. Talk to any customer who owns one. And that's what made it so successful. In fact, Charles in our company, my youngest son, he went to various countries throughout the world and he's definitely throughout the nation. But he said it would be by far the most popular product, he said. And I didn't think at the time that would even be the case, but he wound up being correct. It is a low vision product. There's no doubt about it. We don't say it's not for the totally blind as such. There's some technology out there that can help people totally blind, wearable, what have you. But although we have the OCR in it, its claim to fame is basically its functionality for low vision. And I'm excited about that. You know, we're constantly making inroads and not slowing down. So if there's anything that anyone wants to know about us, is we're all about the customer and you. We care more about you than you could imagine. It's like you're a family because you are part of our clients that, you know, we're blessed to be able to be in a position to help you help yourself. I cannot tell you that's why I chose to stay in this industry for my entire life. I couldn't even think of a better industry to be in.
And one thing I would highly recommend is if you want to hear what our clients are saying, you can go to our website, www.patriotvisionindustries.com. And we have client testimonials on there, people stating how these devices have changed their lives, how they have helped out. They'll just take our word for it, see what our clients are saying.
Yeah,
that's great. And would either of you happen to know the prices on these three products that we talked about today?
Yes. So the first product, the Lyric, it has a keypad that's optional, although it's selected many times. But I'll give you the price of two items. The keypad is $235, but the Lyric itself is $1,960. The two together is around $2,195. The Viewpoint, the wearable, is $2,995. And that Patriot Pro iOS Apple product, hardware product, is $3,995. So it's $4,000, $3,000, $2,000, if you round it numbers or something, you know.
And I also want to state this, too. We do have clients who are Android users. We have a version of the Patriot Pro 12.9. That device is called the Patriot VRM 12. We also have the Patriot VRM 15, which is a newer device that came out with this, which is a 15-inch tablet. So it will give you a lot larger screen if needed, but that's all Android-based.
Yeah, we didn't forget about you Android clients.
Yes, never forget about the Android.
That's great, and I think these prices are very reasonable when it comes to the technology market for the blind.
Right, it fits in well, and it's a lot of value for the dollar because, you know, content today, like on our Patriot Pro, I always tell everyone, today, you know, 90% of your content's going to be digital anyway, and we can do that. Because it's if my hot water heater speaks to Wi-Fi, sure, certainly that one should.
Yeah,
it's just giving more for your money is always worked. It's value. It's all about value.
And the other big thing that helps too, since you're speaking of the Patriot Pro, is if the Apple ID is linked on an iPhone and the same Patriot Pro with the same Wi-Fi, it will allow you to receive phone calls, text messages directly onto the tablet itself. So it will allow you to make phone calls or receive phone calls and send text messages out with a larger format.
Terrific. Well, can you give your contact information?
Yes. You can reach us at patriotvisionindustries.com or magnifyingamerica.com, either one. And the number you could call us at is 1-800-364-1608.
Okay. Well, thank you very much to all three of you for taking the time to sit down with me and talk about your products. I think you all are doing a very, very great job in the blindness community and serving the blindness community. And I thank you very much for the work that you're doing. I know I certainly appreciate it, and keep up the great work in that regard, because you're doing great things. So.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome, thank you.
When we share
what we see through each other's eyes, we can then begin to bridge the gap between
the limited expectations and the realities
of blind abilities.
For more podcasts with a blindness perspective, check us out on the web at www.blindabilities.com, on Twitter at blindabilities, download our app from the App Store, Blind Abilities, that's two words, or send us an email at info@blindabilities.com. Thanks for listening.